This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. St. Louis recently joined a nationwide movement to bump up the pay of low-income workers. In that city, the minimum wage will rise to $11 an hour in 2018. But Missouri legislators have voted to ban other cities from doing the same. And some St. Louis business owners say the wage hike will force them to do business elsewhere. A court will hear their challenge to the wage increase today. Here's more from St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum.
I could tell Betty Douglas was pretty fired up at the signing ceremony to raise St. Louis's minimum wage. Wearing her black McDonald's uniform, Douglas was downright giddy about making $11 an hour. It means a lot more peace of mind.
I need to be able to eat, be able to take care of myself. I mean, and I see where in the future I may be able to, I won't have to rob Peter to pay Paul.
St. Louis joined roughly 25 cities and counties across the country by passing a minimum wage boost independently from the rest of the state. It's part of a nationwide political movement championed by labor unions and Democratic politicians. But St. Louis's minimum wage came with a big catch. Not only is the city's new law facing a tough legal attack from business groups, it's being met with some serious pushback from the GOP-controlled state legislature. Missouri lawmakers overrode a gubernatorial veto of legislation banning cities from raising their own minimum wage. So if St. Louis's minimum wage survives the court challenge, the city could have a different wage scale from every other place in the state. That's alarming enough for cooperative home health care owner Mitch Wax to threaten to leave St. Louis.
If the economics force us out of business, what is the alternative? Well, you can start caring for your mom, and I applaud that.
Jake Rosenfeld is a sociology professor at Washington University in St. Louis. He just moved back here from Seattle, where novice baristas and fishmongers will eventually make $15 an hour. Rosenfeld said it would be a huge overstatement to say minimum wage boosts have no effect on businesses. But he says businesses shouldn't panic either.
If you're an employer in the city and your only competitive advantage is paying rock-bottom wages, then yes, a minimum wage increase is going to be alarming. But there are other ways businesses compete. This is a tried-and-true tactic that you can compete on things like productivity.
The court case over the minimum wage increase could be decided this month. In St. Louis, I'm Jason Rosenbaum for Marketplace.